I was supposed to go to Korea, and I was told if I did not get vaccinated, that when my wife had the baby, that I would not make it home for the birth. I was even told that she's on her deathbed, that doesn't matter. And so I had a choice. I was either going to get vaccinated or I was not going to get vaccinated.
Hello and welcome to the GiveSendGo Spotlight. We're so excited you're joining us today to hear about campaigns on GiveSendGo, what people are raising funds for, and why it's important for you to follow some of these stories and be a part of changing the world. Today, we're with a very special guest, and his name's Brandon. Welcome, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right, good. Well, let's just hop right in. So you have a campaign on GiveSendGo, and why don't you tell everybody who's watching, and those of you who are watching, you can click the link below and go to his campaign. But Brandon, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're raising funds for? You have quite an interesting story.
Well, my wife started it, and I just have to caveat this with saying that I'm in the military, but I do not in any way represent the United States military, the Department of Defense, or the United States Army in any official or unofficial capacity. This is our own story and our own journey and the things that we've been through personally and as a family. So I just wanted to start with that. But our campaign was started because for more than 2 years now, we've been subject, like thousands of others, to the results of the COVID mandates. I've been in the military nearly my entire adult life. I joined my sworn when I was 22 years old. I'm 43 now. And I went to boot camp in January of 2004 in the Navy. And I am in the Army now. I flew Blackhawks for the Army. I started that in 2007. And because of these mandates, my career has been derailed, we'll say. And that derailment has come with huge financial costs as far as hiring lawyers and the different things that are required. My wife and I have seven children. Six of them are still with us. One got married. We have a two-year-old and a 20-year-old. So there's a large gap.
I hear you there. I thought I was done. My youngest was about 10. My oldest is about 23 or something like that. And then I found out I was pregnant. So I had a 10-year gap. So I hear you
okay.
In the like,
you know,
hey, are we going to just do this for the rest of our lives? I guess so.
We have so much fun as a family together. We really do.
Same. So I have six children. One of them is adopted because we had this big gap. We said, let's adopt a kid in the middle there, just since we're going to be raising kids for the rest of our lives anyways. So, so seven kids, that's a lot. Obviously you've been providing for them. You're, you know, in the military. Thank you so much for your service. My brother, Jacob, who's a co-founder, he, actually was a Navy. He's a Navy vet as well.
Okay.
And so we love our military and what it should stand for, right? Like the protection and the lives lost and all of that. But it sounds like there might be, and again, I understand this is just your perspective. This is your story. It has nothing to do with, you're not a spokesperson. We get that. I hope everybody understands that. This is just literally you coming on to tell us what, from your perspective, your story is in this. And so a couple years ago, they started to require people to get vaccines, right? To continue in service.
They did. They started requiring it. And I was a detractor. And that lasted up until August of 21. And that my wife was pregnant with our youngest, and I was supposed to go to Korea. And there was an individual in Korea, and I was told by this individual that if I did not get vaccinated, that when my wife had the baby, that I would not be able to come home, period. I would not make it home for the birth. I was even told that she's on her deathbed, that doesn't matter. You're not coming home. She had been determined to be high risk. And so what we did is we attempted to delay my my trip to Korea by 90 days so that I could be certain to be around for the birth of the baby. And I was told no. The command told me that they absolutely would not support that. And so I had a choice. I was either going to get vaccinated or I was not going to get vaccinated. And long story short, I went to a Walgreens and I took the first round of the vaccine, and that did not satisfy
the requirements
that be.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't. And well, the issue that came of it was that I ended up getting in trouble anyways, and not to spend too much time on it, but that's what led to this legal fight. And this legal fight, each and every time that we've proven that we didn't do anything wrong, the powers that are there, they refuse to remove what's been done. And so that's continued to require us to fight and to do these things. We started the Give, Send, Go campaign because we had mounting legal debt or not, and costs. And so I had to hire an additional attorney. I always joke, I've got three attorneys. Maybe I'm in the wrong profession. We had to hire an additional attorney. His name is Patrick Hughes through Patriots Law Group, and he has experience suing for FOIA violations. So he's suing the Department of the Army for Freedom of Information Act, just for anybody that's watching that doesn't know what that means. He's suing them for the Freedom of Information Act for violations of that, because each time that we try and remove the things that have been done to my career, we're told that we don't have sufficient evidence. And we can't get sufficient evidence if that evidence is not made available to us. And each FOIA request that we've made has been denied. My first FOIA request was in August of 2022. And I didn't get a response for that one until more than a year later. And it was denied.
You know, they get you so that you're so wrapped up in what we now call lawfare. You've probably heard the term.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
And you, it can really be frustrating because it's like, I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do in this and trying to like prove and show you the evidence. And they're like, not going to to me, it's absolutely insane that you had to get the vaccine to go home to see your wife's birth. Like, that just doesn't even make any sense at all. I like, if you and your wife are good with you not being vaccinated, and I just don't get it. I don't get that power over that. And so, you know, yeah, that actually is really crazy, and that you felt like you had to go get the vaccine. And you know what, I don't, if someone wants the vaccine that because they feel safer, then get the vaccine, do your research, get the vaccine. But I hate that we, yeah, but I hate that we're in a place where there were so many people strong-armed into injecting something into their body that they didn't want to do. And I'm like, where have we come to where they can almost force you, because they do what you're going through now. If you don't, they can almost force you to, because you're going, okay, I have to provide for my kids and I have to come back for my wife's birth and my, you know, my youngest child's birth. And so you're like, weighing it. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll just get it just so I have to, like, and what a crazy time in history.
It is.
Yeah. What a crazy time in history. So you started to Give, Send, Go. How did you find out about Give, Send, Go?
It was actually somebody else that suggested it, because I was on the fence about filing this federal, the sure. FOIA lawsuit. And I talked to my wife and I told her, I don't know where we're going to get the money for this, because not only, you know, it's $3,750 for the retainer, but there was a $500 fee for them to explore, for Patrick Hughes to first explore what I had and decide if determine if there was a legitimate case or not. So $4,250 up front and then $375 an hour, but I have to keep that pool at $3,750. For instance, there is a $2,325 withdrawal that's coming on the 15th. And we are definitely kind of feeling the heat as far as providing for this and making sure that it happens, but we have to, because not only does this help our family in the end, in the long run, but it sends a message that others might have this path to take as well. So everybody that's had their FOIA request denied, that's trying to clear their record, that's trying to make good on their service and their time in the service, their time serving their country, that there are thousands of patriots, and I can't speak to the exact number, and I don't speak for them, but there are thousands of people that are, we see them in the news, we see them on social media platforms, that have been harmed or injured, or their careers have been stifled by these same types of tactics and things that are going on in our own lives. And maybe they have children, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 like us, and they are forced to choose between cutting back on their grocery bill or their fuel bill or whatever it might be, so that they can pay for these lawsuits and these lawyers that have to be paid for, so that this can be fought in the legal system. It's the only path forward, and I hope that this kind of helps to pave that way for others to follow. My wife and I really hope that this helps send that message, that other people, they don't have to stop fighting, that they can continue to fight.
Absolutely. I think that out of all of this is a huge encouragement, or what, like, it's a bad situation. But people are starting to stand up and say, I'm not going to just follow along, even if it costs me something, because usually something of worth value costs us something. If you'd like to go to Brandon's campaign, it's givesendgo.com/GBE5P, and you'll be able to click it in the link below, where he's just raising money for this lawfare that he's going through, where they've taken away benefits and some things, from what I was reading, and he's trying to fight it because he should fight it. And, you know, we at Gifts and Go have kind of been in the same position. We start out, we create this crowdfunding camp platform for people, and we show up on a battlefield, and we're like, we're not going to be silent. We're going to stand. You're not going to take us down. You're not going to bully us. When we first allowed a controversial campaign, and it was just for legal fees. Like, it was like in the United States, you should be allowed to raise legal fees. But I got death threats. Like, it was crazy. I got people writing to my kids on social media, like my grown kids. I had like an 18, 19 year old. And they were like, you should kill yourself. Your mom is a white supremacist terrorist, or whatever they want to call me this day, right? And all because I had a platform where I allowed people to fundraise. And I was like, and I'm not even, I will allow people I disagree with to fundraise too. This is not just like, yeah, I only have a one, you have to agree with me. No, that's ridiculous. No, you can raise funds for whatever is important. But it takes standing up, like what you're doing, what we did with Give, Send, Go, saying, I'm not going to just like let you ride over us. We're not going to just lay down and be silent. We're actually going to stand up. And when you do that, and what we've seen when we've done that, courage breeds courage in other people. They go, if they can do it, I can do it. And you can see that, just like we saw that fear bred fear during COVID. You know, tell us to be afraid. We get afraid. Then our neighbors are afraid. Then the family's afraid. And then we're all just living in fear. And so it's like, you have to choose. Do you want to be courageous and stand up for what you believe in? Or do you just want to be fearful in life? And so thank you for standing up for something you believe in. We feel that to the core of our being, because that's what we do here at Give, Send, Go. We allow people a place to tell their story. And I'm so glad you found us. I'm glad, thankful for whoever recommended us to you, because we're in this battle with you. And it's not because we think one way or the other, like politically, maybe personally I do, but our platform's for everybody. We think that freedom came at a high price, and thank you to you for serving and fighting for that freedom. It's amazing that they're ripping it away from the people who fought for that.
I'm a combat veteran, and there are lots of combat veterans that have kind of gone through the same thing. And it is interesting to feel abandoned after you've dedicated so much of your life. I think about guys like Mark Beshaw, who's fought so valiantly, but ended up on receiving the wrong end of the stick, I guess. And I think about, I can't speak for him, of course, but but just people that were valiantly serving and serving with their conscience, and they were making efforts to make sure that everybody else had that ability to exercise their freedoms. And they ended up paying a massive price for those things. And you wonder where we've gotten to when somebody can serve, when somebody can spend their entire adult life in service of something. Patriots, people that wanted to serve, that volunteered to do so, and everything can be taken from them in the blink of an eye. And it doesn't make any sense. And that's why we hope to be successful in this. We definitely need support, and we definitely need help with it, especially with a family as large as ours. If I was single and it was just me, it would be a different story. But with a family as large as ours, it's absolutely necessary that we keep fighting, but we definitely need help to do so.
Yeah, if you're watching this, please click on the link below. Follow this campaign. Brandon, I know, I believe I saw an update or two. Oh, a bunch of updates. Follow this campaign. He's up there updating the campaign as things are going on, so that you can follow along and see what's happening in the story. Give. If you can give, give. If you can share this. If you can pray for them. I've heard so many times that people were like, you don't even know, just the encouraging messages I get help me like make it through some days where it feels like I'm alone or overwhelming.
Anytime you say yes to God, amazing things are gonna happen.
Our campaign is to raise money for families that are at the NICU.
Serve the veteran community.
Going and doing something for God's kingdom.
Being the hands and feet of Jesus to people.
Besides money, is there anything? We have a big group of people on Give Send Go. We're, you know, we have a faith background, obviously. We have a pray button, but not everybody on Give Send Go has the same faith background. And that, again, that is fine. We're for everybody. But we have a lot of people who do believe in the power of prayer. And whether you do or don't, there will be people who want to pray for you. And is there anything specific that people can be praying for you and your family?
Our success, the success of the nation, the success of all of the individuals, the families that are in our same scenario, those things are important. We definitely need to send a message in a way that's just a message that there's hope, that there's a way forward, that there is relief that's coming. It's easy for that to fall off, that understanding that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's easy to kind of lose sight of that, especially when things seem so dark and things seem to be closing in around you. Your options are being cut off, because in the end, we're all fighting. It's like the David and Goliath story. And we're all fighting this giant monster that has unlimited resources. And it leaves you feeling small. It leaves you feeling overwhelmed and defeated most of the time. But in campaigns like this, when you see people give, and we've made sure to thank every person individually, but when you see people give, or you see people take time to offer prayer or do any of those things, it's encouraging and it helps move you forward. It helps you put that one foot in front of the other and continue to push forward and hope for the best. And so, like I said before at the beginning, we want to make sure that we offer that same encouragement to others that are facing our same issues. And this is a way to make that happen. And so if people are willing to donate, if people are willing to pray, we welcome any of it.
And you know, crowdfunding is exactly what it sounds like. It's not one person giving $5,000, although that would be nice. So if you want to give $5,000, don't be deterred. But the cool thing about crowdfunding is it really is, if you get a crowd of people, if everybody watching this gives $5 or $10, gives up a cup of coffee, you'll be able to keep going with this battle that you're in, financially. And so we're going to be praying for you as you continue on, that you maintain the courage, that you don't get overwhelmed on those days where it just feels like a losing battle. The government never was the one who gave us our rights. God gave us our rights. The government is supposed to protect those rights, and they're not. They've somehow got it twisted that they're the ones who can give and take away our rights. And I'm like, no, that's not how, when the government was formed, it was actually to protect people from government overreach, like from the government stepping in and taking things away. It's like, no, we're going to write these documents that just allow people the rights that God has given them, freedom of speech and all the things. And for some reason, we've now allowed the government to tell us what our rights are. And it's like, no, you're to protect our rights, not give us our rights. And so thank you for standing up for this, because this is a really important battle. This whole time, this whole season of the world is going to definitely go down in the history books. And I'm praying it's people like you and Give, Send, Go and all the campaigns that we see that are standing up and making a difference in the world. I pray that history has some good things to say how this turned out, because we've seen some pretty bad things, but I hope we learn from some of the mistakes we've made and from the bravery we see from people like you and your family who said, okay, we're gonna take this on, the David and Goliath, and we'll definitely be praying for your family, for each of your children, just that they're protected from it, from really, you know, some of the drama that could go on, that they just...
Absolutely.
You know, and I know having kids, it's like, I'll participate in the battle, and I want you to see me being brave, but I don't want you to feel all the tension, right? Like, we want to protect our kids from that.
Absolutely.
So definitely be praying for your family and your seven little ones. Please go to this campaign, follow the campaign so that you get these updates, give to the campaign. On Give, Send, Go, you can actually give recurring donations. So you could say, you know what, this next year, I'm going to just support 5, 10, 15, 25, 50, whatever you want, $100 a month. And I'm going to just give to this ongoing battle until we see it won. Visit the campaign, click on the link below. It takes everybody joining together. No one can fight this battle alone. And so, and that again, that's why Give, Send, Go is here, because so many of you stood behind Give, Send, Go while we were being attacked and targeted. And because you stood beside us, we are now the second largest crowdfunding site in the world. Under GoFundMe for philanthropic crowdfunding. And we get to reach a lot of people, telling them that there is hope. Did you get a hope call or a prayer call? Do you know?
I did, actually. That was interesting. I'd never had anything like that. And I would have to say it kind of came at the right time. I greatly appreciate that kind of encouragement. And I know there are lots of people out there like me that really need that encouragement to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're kind of small fry in this larger ordeal.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that are much braver than we are. I think about the 231 signatories for the military accountability that went around. Each one of those people put their names on that document.
Yep.
At risk to their professional lives, to their financial well-being. And we know that everybody that donates is sacrificing, and we appreciate that sacrifice. Each time we see a name or a donation that's come across, it comes with immense gratitude, because we understand that things are not easy right now, with the cost of groceries, even that each dollar, doesn't matter one or five, each one of those things is a sacrifice, and some people are sacrificing greater than others. You know, they may not have, but they give anyways, and that humbles us greatly.
For those of you who don't know, and I briefly mentioned it, he just said he got the call. So what we do, we actually have a team of people that call campaigns and say, hey, I've read your campaign, can I pray with you? Now, a lot of people go, I don't even believe there's a God, or whatever the thing is, that where they are in their faith journey or no faith journey, whatever it is. We see people all the time saying, you don't even know, like bawling, going, I'm an atheist, I don't even believe in God, but that you would call and care about what I'm going through. And most of the time, it's exactly what you said, Brandon, where they go, I needed this at this minute. Like, you probably couldn't have called at a better time. I've had people go, I'm so thankful I didn't answer, because now I have it on my voicemail and I can listen to it again and again and again. And I really believe that is how God works. He knows the timing of things, and he's in this battle with us. And so thank you again for standing up. If people want to donate, again, it's givesendgo.com/EGBE5P, but the link's below, because those all sound the same. All those letters sound the same. Well, Brandon, any last words to anybody who might be watching?
There are people that are still in this, people that are still struggling with what's gone on, people that have chosen to serve the country, that volunteered their time there. And in the end, they volunteered a maximum donation of their blood and their lives to protect the nation and protect those God-given rights that you talked about. And this is why we need to stand up and make sure that we push forward so that we can right the ship and make sure that this doesn't happen to people going forward, that there are checks and balances in place that stay in place, that keep these types of things from happening, and so that people can serve their country, that they can exercise their patriotism without the fear of reprisal or having something like this occur. And the only way to make that happen is, and the only way we've been able to make that happen is through the generosity of the people that are around us, the people that are on Give, Send, Go, the people that believe in freedom and in the rights that we've been granted by God. Those are the things that are allowing us to move forward. And we so much appreciate those people. We so much appreciate the efforts of all of the people that have helped us along the way. The attorneys, Davis Yance has been great. And Caleb Bird works with him. Matthew Berry has been wonderful. We have Patriots Law Group now. They've really gone above and beyond to try and help with these things. And we greatly appreciate their efforts. We appreciate the others that have gone before us, that have given us courage. I mentioned Mark Beshaw, but there's a myriad of other individuals that have really pushed. Joe Kent, Jared Sessler, these individuals that are running for office or doing whatever they can to make sure that things like this don't happen again. And we just hope to be a small part of that. And so we definitely need the help. And from my wife and our 7 kids, God bless everyone that's helped. And we really appreciate the courage and the commitment to our family and to our mission and the things that we're doing now.
So if you're watching this, feel free to share this episode, go to the campaign, donate, pray, share, let people know what's going on. And whether you agree with Brandon and his stances on everything or his battle that he's going through, be thankful that there's a platform that allows people to have a voice, because one day you might need to speak about what happened to you. And the last thing you want is for those big tech platforms to be shutting you down. So don't just go to big tech, go to good tech, like Give, Send, Go. Thank you so much, Brandon, for—
Thank you.
—for what you're doing. And keep us informed on what's next. We'll be following your story. And thank you so much for your stand in this battle. Have a wonderful
day.
Thank
you. Money.